Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
By these streets all look the same. Can we make sense of it? A life that resembles some strange dreams. Can we make sense of it in a world where nothing's as it
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 2, Episode 14, Pedagogy. Written by Chris Burnside. Directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Sarah Amar, Aaron Crane, David Gaylor, and Sarah Hudson.
You can let go now, Riley. This should be the place. Be ready to step back through the circle with me if this goes awry.
Do you think it will?
No idea. A meeting like this is... I would say highly irregular, but that wouldn't even scratch the surface.
And... she can follow us through the circle if we run, right?
Aye, but McKenna's on the other end. I don't want to see what happens if the two of them go toe-to-toe, but it's our only option.
Because you can't refuse the summons.
Aye.
I'm sure everything will be fine.
No one on the court has ever requested to meet a changeling at the start of their training, and certainly not in a remote location.
Oh, I didn't actually mean everything will be fine. In all likelihood, she's planning my untimely, gruesome death. But hey, no sense in keeping a negative attitude, right?
But apparently I've been like an optimist in my life for a long time. Older Neve.
Trainer. Changeling.
Hi! What?
What are you doing?
Do the hidden people not shake hands? My bad. Nice to meet you, Alder.
Adorable. How progresses the training?
We've barely covered the basics. She readily accepted the truth, at least.
You must move faster. Her fetch will be released soon.
How soon?
One day, perhaps less.
Why? This isn't how we do things.
The court decides how the court does things. You obey. There is no we in any of this.
One day is not enough time. You know it isn't.
This is important to the court. When the fetch is near, I will summon you and then revoke the summons.
You're warning us. You're helping us?
I have my own interests in this matter. Bother yourself with your job, trainer. Pull out every assistant, every trick, every teaching method. You won't have much time, and this is your most difficult assignment yet.
What if I challenge my fetch to a duel? But a duel of the minds. We can play chess, like in the Seventh Seal. Do the hidden people watch movies?
This is your most difficult assignment yet.
She will be ready.
See to it.
That went really well.
Define well.
I'm alive.
So far.
It seems Shaylee isn't quite as optimistic as her charge. Is that doubt coming from your own abilities, trainer? Or from that nagging feeling that something isn't right here? Trust your instincts, Shaylee.
Sneeve following you?
No. But the Fetch is coming by tomorrow.
Doesn't matter.
Perhaps you didn't hear the by tomorrow part.
They're not fighting. You're not fighting, Riley.
I'm not fighting, Riley? That's good to hear.
We can't avoid this, McKenna.
My contract forbids you from interfering in their fight. It doesn't say you have to initiate the fight. In fact, they can't even do that supervillain thing where they order you to kill one of them and make you choose which one. Because that would be interfering.
Nice loophole, Mac Murdock. What's the plan?
When the Fetch shows up, we knock her out, tie her up, and then talk some sense into her. Make her realize you can coexist, just like we did with my Fetch.
That might work. I mean, we'll need about 5 years to give her the necessary therapy, always avoiding the hidden people who will definitely be hunting us.
Shaylee, I only solve one problem at a time.
Sometimes the problems just behind those are much, much bigger and come much, much faster.
Like that I Love Lucy episode with the chocolate on the conveyor belt. Classic.
Right. This will work. My plans always work.
Your plans have landed you in no particular order in jail, shot, and on another planet ruled by a giant monster.
And who killed the giant monster,
Sam.
Yeah, but...
with my gun.
But it was my plan.
Wait, does this mean I don't get my superhero training?
Yes.
No!
I'm confused as to which answer means I get to learn magic.
This is why the court fears halflings. You're too compassionate and too confident. Riley, we're following McKenna. We're saving both of you. But we'll still need to train you at least today. You'll need those skills once the hidden people realize we've betrayed them. Again.
Honestly, they should really be expecting it at this point. Fool me twice, you know.
You can't get fooled again.
Was that a reference?
Everything she says is a reference.
Not everything.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Sometimes I'm just really sarcastic.
Give her a stick, Shaylee. I'm really feeling the need to teach her how to dodge.
Gulp.
So McKenna beats on her protege and pretends it's training. She has much in common with her other half. Halfway across the world, back in Conley, her tortured companions have to make do without her. Perhaps, given how non-life-threatening their days away from her tend to be, they might realize the real danger in their lives.
Thanks for this, Alfie. I haven't gotten out much. Sam, she's opened up a little, but I know there's so much more going on in her head. Even when I'm with her, she's miles away.
Well, this guy's night out isn't entirely without ulterior motives, so I should probably be thanking you.
What do you mean?
You know how my parents are cutting me off because I'm an immature embarrassment?
Alvy, I'm sure they didn't actually call you.
That was a quote from the paperwork freezing my trust.
Oh.
But see, I have a plan. I figure that you're the most mature, put-together person I've ever met. If anyone can teach me to be an adult, it's you.
Alfie, you're older than me.
Yes, but you're much adultier.
So I'm supposed to teach you how to be an adult? I mean, that's flattering. But I don't really feel equipped. My life is upside down right now.
You don't have a job, and yet you're still living well. You even have a cute girlfriend.
Okay. What kind of things am I supposed to teach you?
I don't know. How to be mature. How to socialize with adults. How to get a girlfriend. How to be a man. The list is endless. Let's start with whatever you can teach me in this bar.
Yeah. Okay. I can do that. We'll start with something simple. Oh, I know. How to order a drink at the bar.
I've done that before.
No, see... we're in a booth. I mean at the actual bar.
But that's where the adults sit.
Right. Come on, follow me. You're gonna order a drink like a real man.
That is so much pressure.
Just go with him. Make eye contact with the bartender. He'll make his way to you when he's free.
But then what? What does a real man drink? Beer? Scotch? On the rocks? Rocks is a drinking thing, right? You don't order beer on the rocks, do you?
Alvy, that's not what a real man drinks.
Whiskey?
Why would you think that? Why would a real man drink scotch or whiskey?
I don't know. They seem kind of manly, right?
No, Alfie. You know what's manly? What a real man drinks? Whatever he wants. Because a real man doesn't care about what people think, isn't worried about trying to impress anyone or seem tough. If you think James Bond is cool and want to be cool, then order a martini.
Shaken, not stirred.
And if you think Dr. Pepper is cool, then you order Dr. Pepper. A real man isn't pressured by what he thinks a real man is supposed to be. And a real man never pressures or shames anyone else for drinking what they like. So, how about it? What would you like to drink?
I like the fruity drinks. So maybe a strawberry daiquiri?
Perfect. Now make eye contact with the bartender, order your drink with confidence, and enjoy it.
Okay. I can do this. Oh, did you want anything?
You know what? I'll have what you're having. You're the coolest person in this bar, and I'm in the mood to be cool tonight.
Alfred O'Toole, attempting to put away childish things. And what do you think you will see in the mirror, darkly?
Who's there?
Nyssa?
Nyssa, what are you doing here? Is something wrong?
Oh yeah, big time wrong. I'm coming in.
Yeah, sure, I guess. Come on in. So what's the big wrong?
You.
Excuse me?
It does not take a genius to see that you're barely holding together right now. So to an actual genius, it's glaringly obvious.
Oh, I didn't realize...
What? That anyone other than Thomas noticed?
But we've barely seen each other.
Like I said, glaringly obvious.
Right. You're the actual genius in this scenario.
Why, thank you.
So, what? You're here to cheer me up?
Cheer? I guess sometimes I forget you don't know me very well.
What then?
You're sitting around and wallowing in your terrible memories of what Cygnus did when it took over your body. I happen to know a little something about getting stuck in memories you can't forget.
I suppose you would. But you probably never killed your friend and tried to eat him. Or ate your own finger.
You got me. Never did either of those. But I remember every time my mom cried over my dad, who I never met. She doesn't know I remember. Thinks I was too young. But that's the thing about remembering everything forever. So I get to relive her pain and how it made me feel basically every second of every day.
That totally sucks.
Also, I literally can never forget any of Alfie's bad jokes.
Oh. Oh. Holy shit. I suddenly understand you so much better.
So I'm here for commiseration and joint moopiness. In the spirit of that, I brought ice cream and DVDs.
God, is this one of those girls' night things?
Back to you not knowing me so well. We are not watching some finding a man to solve all our problems bullshit. We're watching Olivia Benson and Buffy Summers kick people's asses while we gorge on cookie dough and raspberry chip.
Raspberry chip is my favorite. How did you know?
You mentioned it to Thomas at his house on October 17th of my junior year of high school. Alfie and I were over playing Clue with Mac.
God, how do you process all of that?
I am a fierce and mighty woman. I handle things. It's what we do.
All right. I'm in. I'll get some spoons and bowls.
Just spoons. This is an eat an entire pint kind of night.
Oh. official. I cannot fight.
Actually, you're better than a lot of the new recruits have had.
You're doing better than I expected. You almost blocked one of those shots.
Is almost blocking a benchmark? Because if so, it's probably a benchmark on the path to losing and dying.
Don't be too hard on yourself.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, did you see me fighting? I almost blocked that one time.
We should take a break from fighting. We could try other things.
I want to step sideways.
That's a really difficult one.
I can totally do it.
Shaylee's right. That's too advanced.
Totes my goats.
Knock yourself out then. Use the circle of stones by the porch. Try to step to that fire pit.
How do I do it?
Stand beside the circle. Close your eyes. Visualize the fire pit. Imagine the circle it makes. Reach out with your mind's eye through the space. Feel the circle across the beach. When it's clear in your mind, when you've selected it like a particular book on a crowded shelf, step sideways into the circle.
And look, it's fine that you don't get it right for a while. Nobody gets it on the first try.
She's good.
She can't fight for shit.
That was really good, Riley. You did well.
I'm coming back.
Oh, look at my magical powers.
McKenna Thorne, are you jealous?
No.
You are!
I am not. Butthole.
Envy. But what exactly are you envious of, dear McKenna? What does Riley possess that you covet so? It certainly isn't minor tricks. Could it be enthusiasm, innocence, happiness?
So that was good, right?
It was very impressive.
Don't let it get to your head.
Beginner's luck, I guess.
I mean, yeah, okay, you did really well. I didn't make it on my first try.
Neither did I.
I'm a prodigy! Smack my bitch up!
Not so fast, Firestarter.
You get me.
You still have a lot to learn and probably a lot of failing to get through.
I didn't fail at stepping sideways.
Were you present for the 3 hours of sparring where McKenna kicked your ass for 3 hours?
Point taken.
Come on, we'll try something else.
Cool, what are we doing?
I'm going to throw you off the roof. For science.
That's how you do your taxes?
Well, that's how I do them. You could always just pay an accountant. Your parents just had them done for you?
Either that, or I'm wanted on felony tax evasion. Actually, with my income at the music store, it's probably just misdemeanor tax evasion.
Well, just make sure to pay them next year. I can help you with the program if it's confusing.
You're the best, Thomas. Look at us, drunkenly bonding like real dudes.
You haven't even finished half your daiquiri.
Good point. Before I get too far in the bag, you need to teach me how to get a girlfriend.
Ooh, that's kind of a big subject, Alfie.
Okay, but at least get me started. How do you talk to girls?
Well, you start by talking to women, because hopefully you're only flirting with adults. Calling women girls belittles their life experience.
Got it.
Next? I really don't know. Don't use cheesy pickup lines?
But it's so difficult. It's not like a video game where you only have like 3 things to choose from and the one that leads to romance has a little heart next to it. The possibilities are endless. I could make a joke, or talk about the weather, or compliment her eyes, or awkwardly ask her political affiliation so we don't fall in love only to get torn apart at the next election.
Whoa. Talking to women isn't a video game.
I know! I just said that!
No, I mean that you need to get that idea out of your head. It isn't just a bad analogy, it's completely incompatible. In video games, you choose dialogue options that lead to a very specific outcome. You're earning an achievement or reaching the end game. Women aren't a game where you reach an end point or check boxes to complete tasks. They're human beings. See, if you talk to women and constantly just wonder what to say in order to reach the next level, you're turning them into a challenge, an obstacle that must be conquered. If you want a partner and you want to be a real man about it, then you treat that potential partner as equal in their personhood.
Oh my God. I just found your new job. Life coach. Motivational speaker.
That's a bit of a leap.
No way. Guys need to hear this stuff. Why did no one teach me any of this in school? Or even out of school?
I don't know. I guess it is something more people should hear. I took an English class in undergrad that focused on gender theory. Really opened my eyes.
Well, Professor, let's continue our lessons over dessert. There's this new crepe place downtown that's open all night.
I like that business model. Crepes should be available at all times of the night.
Hazelnut Banana Caramel is calling my name.
Sounds good. I'll drive.
Good, because I don't own a car. Ooh, maybe that's the next lesson.
Buying a car?
Stealing a car. Do you know how much I make in a year?
Have I never watched that show before tonight?
I knew you'd like it. She kicks all the ass, not unlike us.
Guess I never realized how much we had in common.
What with all the ass kicking?
Don't forget good taste in ice cream.
Thanks for sharing some of the cookie dough.
Thanks for not sharing yours, raspberry.
I really appreciate this. All Thomas wants to do is make me talk about all the big stuff. Every conversation with him is like, "Hi, how was your day? Tell me how it felt to be possessed."
Yeah, he's a big picture kind of guy.
This was great, though. Badass chicks on TV, ice cream, non-judgmental company.
Like I told you, I know what it's like to remember the bad stuff. And if you can't forget, then you distract. Want to watch any more? I could go and get us a bottle of wine. Maybe some chips to balance out the sugar high.
I think I should probably call it a night. I'm actually supposed to be job hunting tomorrow.
Job hunting. Ugh, it's the worst.
The actual worst.
Are there a lot of openings for homicide detectives?
I detected other crimes too. But no, not really.
Any prospects?
I plan to start with cold calling and quickly follow with begging. Tears may play a role.
Hey, I know it isn't your field, or at all related, but we've got an opening at Soundscapes.
Oh?
One of our employees went to prison for murder, so...
Right. Yeah, I never really thought of that.
We are down a person. Okay, so more like half a person because Max's work ethic left a lot to be desired, but you get the point.
I appreciate the offer.
I know it's not fancy. Just retail. But if you need money, we could use the help.
Again, I find myself thanking you. That's really cool. I'm glad we could hang out. I know you weren't always my biggest fan.
It's a cop thing.
I get that.
But you're cool. Sure you don't want any wine?
Well, my initial excuse of job hunting isn't very valid if you're giving me a job for the interim. So, maybe wine is back on the menu.
Perfect. I'll swing by my place for more DVDs. I think you need to meet Veronica Mars.
Okay. So, recap. I can step sideways. But I can't fight. Can't hide things in pockets. And can't fall.
Oh, you can fall.
Yeah, you definitely fell.
Good point. But like Neo, everybody falls the first time.
To be fair, you also fell the second through fifth times.
A minor detail. I'll just keep jumping off the roof until I get it.
You're further along than I expected after just one day, even if you can't do most of the magic. The first day is usually spent answering questions and arguing.
We didn't argue my first day.
You charged me and tried to hit me.
Yeah, but we didn't argue.
Aw, you two are adorbs.
No.
We are anything but.
It's so cute.
Look, I can put up with a lot. I'm friends with Alfie, after all. But you gotta understand a few.
She's coming.
The fetch?
Aye. Old Neve just summoned me and then revoked it. That was the signal.
Well, she's human, so she isn't stepping sideways. And we can see down the beach in both directions.
I don't know. It's pretty dark.
I can see just fine. No one's around. So is she just going to come up the driveway? On foot?
I don't know, but be ready. She may only be human, but... Okay, I can't come up with any scenario where a fetch actually beats you in a fight.
No fighting necessary. I'm gonna zonk her out, and then we'll... What the hell?
Hello, McKenna. So nice to finally meet you.
Shite!
Neve?
Alder Neve, show the proper respect.
Yeah, you must not have heard of me.
Oh, I've heard so very much. Too much. Certainly all the rumors cannot be true.
If the rumors are that she's Wonder Woman, then they're all true.
Where is the Fetch?
Fetch? Oh, very dead. Died 2 years ago in the Gauntlet. The Changeling won't be fighting anyone. She is free. Go on, little Changeling. Shoo.
Stay right where you are, Riley. I can't protect you if you leave.
Because my plan was to walk 10 miles to the nearest phone.
Do you really think you could protect her from me?
Let's test that theory.
That weapon does not belong to you.
She's not using it anymore, so I figured, why not?
It did not belong to her either. I forged it with my own hands for my fetch. She took it from him after she had him executed.
You know, that is really on brand.
Give it to me.
You're welcome to come take it.
I am not here to fight.
Why are you here, then? Just to catch me with McKenna?
Your answers are always so measured in the presence of the Inquisitors. I knew you were hiding something. I assumed it was her. And I knew that you would call for her assistance in the rushed training. It seems you've betrayed the court yet again, trainer.
Do not look at her. Look at me. Look at her again and she'll be the last thing you ever see.
McKenna, don't.
A simple word from me and the trainer dies. How fast do you think you are, Changeling? Do you think you can kill me before I can speak? Do you think you can kill me at all?
Okay, you're not here to fight. I get it. So what do you want?
I will be candid with you, Changeling. The court is in disarray. The only leader of the Hidden People since the death of our god is also dead. By your hand, it seems. In the power vacuum, the Alders are all struggling to take power from one another. Only one of us can become the new Magister.
What does that have to do with us?
Unlike the other Alders, I am not an old fool. I do not assume stories are real. I have little care for outmoded traditions that endanger us. I traffic in knowledge, information, and you have that. I must know how a changeling caused the Magister and Liliana to meet their ends.
This is all just to find out how they died? I could have told you that.
As if I didn't ask repeatedly.
I can tell you that. I want something in return.
I would be sorely disappointed if you did not.
I tell you something you don't know, and you release Shaylee from her contract.
I cannot. The court holds the contract.
McKenna, it isn't worth it. You can't tell her.
Don't worry. I won't tell her everything, obviously.
Adjust your terms.
Fine. You cannot command Shaylee to die. and you'll prevent the other Alders from doing so.
That is acceptable.
Can I get into the fine print on this?
And you leave Riley alone. Never mention her to the court.
Done.
You know what? Just never mention anything that happened here to anyone, ever. Seeing me, what I tell you, Riley being here, never speak of it.
You're good at this. I accept.
Fine. I'll tell you how I was able to kill the Magister.
Be careful. I got this.
Liliana was my mom.
Bloody hell, Mac.
What? You are a halfling? Her half-breed child?
Yep.
Hidden as a human.
I see what you did there.
Uh-huh. Wanna pose and threaten me some more? Still think I can't use your scythe to take your head?
And you killed Liliana for her power.
What? No! What's wrong with you people?
I killed my mother for her power and her position as Laird.
You are one fucked up chick. Liliana sacrificed herself so I could have the power to beat the Magister.
I see. For the first time in my life, the rumors fell short of the truth.
We good then? You take all this to your grave, including that I'm even alive. If knowing this helps you take out the rest of the court, go for it.
Halflings are a threat beyond. You endanger everything about our ways, even our very world.
Too bad you can't tell anyone.
This isn't over.
Haven't you been paying attention? It is over. And as soon as I find a way to release Shaylee from your stupid contract, you'll never see us again.
If we ever see each other again, I will be prepared. That meeting will end in your blood.
I'm looking forward to it. We're done here.
You do not dismiss me, half-breed.
Ooh, look at how pissed she is. She was half a tick from calling you a mudblood.
You will be dealt with, halfling, one way or another.
What the hell, Mac?
What? She can't tell anyone.
The Hidden People are master manipulators. She'll figure out a way around your terms.
We'll be ready.
I thought the ultimate goal was to be free of the Hidden People.
Okay, yeah, but did you hear how sanctimonious she was? I can't be expected to keep my cool in the face of that.
Yes, yes, you can. You must. So many lives ride on you keeping your cool.
Mine and yours.
And mine. Don't forget mine.
I won't let anything happen to you, Shaylee. Are you, Riley?
Aw, you're the best.
You don't know them like I do. You don't know her. The Magister was transparent compared to Alden Eve.
You know what? I'm hungry. You want to step over to China? I've always wanted to try actual Chinese food.
Yes.
Fine. That's fine. You'll do what you want to do. Actual Chinese food is spicier than what they have in America.
I like a little spice.
Oh my god, did you just wink at her?
Absolutely not.
I did not see a wink.
You two are so adorbs.
Now, Alders, no need to become too upset.
Stop!
This is an outrage, Alder Neve. You not only stole from me, but you also hid a halfling from us.
That happened mere days ago. What could we have done with the information in such a short time?
Do not obfuscate the point. You kept her secret to deliberately gain power over the rest of us.
Inquisitor?
He speaks false.
I do not.
If you had been paying close attention, Alder Orin, you would note that I did not learn of the half-breed's true nature until after agreeing to be bound to silence on the issue. So no, I did not keep her secret to deliberately gain power over the rest of you.
But power was your motivation for agreeing in the first place.
Information was my motive. And has it not worked? Are we not about to turn the page into a much more promising future for all of the Hidden People? Who do you think, Alder Orin, should take credit for this?
Oh, don't look at me, Alders. I'm just the storyteller.
Exactly. I made this happen. I arranged everything that has happened in this court today. The next magister will be chosen, and it will be me. Because while the rest of you squabbled and schemed and accomplished nothing, I made things happen. I produced results like a leader.
As if we did not suffer a crushing defeat between when you learned of the halfling and now.
That is behind us. We are about to have a new leader, and to exact our judgment on the greatest threat to our existence.
Are you sure about that?
Not yet, anyway. The story still has a few more chapters before we catch up to today.
I see that the others here need to be reminded of my accomplishments. Fine. Sentinels, bring in the accused.
This show is unnecessary.
Apparently not.
She should not be present during these proceedings.
We will return her to her cell when I am done with her. At last.
Wow, there are a lot of hidden people in here. I like the architecture, though.
Halfling calling herself McKenna Thorne, you have been brought before the Unseelie Court to face judgment for treason, murder, and the subversion of our ways.
Don't forget existing, you racist piece of shit.
Your trial begins now. Your trial begins when the story is ended.
We are nearly there. Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. Lead writer Chris Burnside. Script editor Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Sound engineer Colin Susich. Theme song by Catherine Seaton and Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.